All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, heading into week number 10 in the National Football League season, you have to wonder if this season is all but over for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, after starting this NFL campaign with a record of 2-0, Dallas has lost their last six games, and a lot of that is due to injuries. They were without wide receiver Dez Bryant for a good portion of the season. He suffered a foot injury in the season opener against the New York Giants, and he did not play again until week 8 versus the Seattle Seahawks. Then quarterback Tony Romo suffered an injury in week 2 against the Philadelphia Eagles that has kept him out of the lineup ever since. Now the Cowboys are hoping and anticipating Romo's return to the lineup in week number 11 when they travel to meet the Miami Dolphins. But the problem is this: you look at this Cowboys team, they've lost six games in a row, and you just have to ask yourself, have they given up too much ground to both the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants in the NFC East? Now, you look at the records of the NFC East. Of course, the Giants are in first place right now with a record of 5-4, while the Eagles are nipping on their heels with a record of 4-4. And for the Cowboys, or the whoever wins this division as far as 2015 in the NFC East goes, that is going to be their only shot as far as getting to the postseason, because more than likely the winner of this division will finish with nine victories, and it's going to be a one division berth for the postseason. So any dreams of making a wild card out of the NFC East aren't happening. And that's important to the Dallas Cowboys, because you look at this team and they've lost some very critical games in the past few weeks in which they had their fair share of opportunities to win. You go back to week number 7 when they lost 27-20 on the road against the New York Giants. And in that game, Dallas's defense kept them in the contest, but they had a pick six for a touchdown and also a kickoff return for a touchdown, which was a difference in the game. You go back to week number 8 when they lost at home to the Seahawks and they lost by 1 point. And this past Sunday night, they gave the Eagles everything that they could handle, but they still lost in overtime by the score of 33-27. And when you look at the way that the Cowboys have played without Romo, and of course without Dez Bryant for his extended period of time, this is a team right now that is screaming for a leader. More importantly, a guy that is going to do just enough to get them over the hump in those clutch situations. And that's something that Romo had bailed them out time and time and again with. You saw that in week number 1 when they came back and defeated the Giants in the waning seconds of that game. And that is something that they are sorely lacking right now. So, I mean, they are expecting Romo to come back in week number 11. But at this point, if you're the Cowboys and your owner Jerry Jones and your head coach Jason Garrett, at this point, it really doesn't make that much sense to run him back out onto the field for week number 11. Why? Because you look at this Cowboys team, they're 2-6. And the likelihood of them being able to turn things around and get to the postseason are going to be slim. Yes, Dallas does have some winnable games on their schedule. They travel to meet the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this Sunday, which will be followed by a Rome game versus the Miami Dolphins. They also have two contests with the Washington Redskins, along with a road game against the Buffalo Bills. But you're also talking about the Cowboys with a home game versus the New York Jets, along with a home game on Thanksgiving Day versus the Carolina Panthers, and a road trip next month to meet the Green Bay Packers. So there are some winnable games in there for the Cowboys, and there are also some difficult games in there for the Cowboys. So at this point, you know, 2015 is looking like a wash for the Dallas Cowboys. And at the same time, you look at Romo, he's been this franchise quarterback for Dallas for a long time. It might be time to think about finding a guy that you can groom into that position to take over for Romo in a few years. And that has been brought to the forefront this year, because you look at the quarterback play that the Cowboys have been unable to get, or at least the quality play that they've been unable to get since Romo has gone out of the lineup with his injury. And you figure if the Cowboys had more quality play from that backup position, their record would be a lot different right now. And this would still be a team that has postseason aspirations in 2015. But you know what? It's not happening for this club right now. Even if Romo comes back and he's his typical Romo type self, it's not going to be enough for Dallas to get back into the mix in 2015, as they have to start getting their eyes focused on 2016. So folks, that is just going to about wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, as it will all be about the hot stove in Major League Baseball. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.